This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Netherlands Prime Minister Rob Jetten yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during their conversation, they discussed ways to further strengthen India-Netherlands ties. He added that the discussion also highlighted the potential of partnership in areas such as semiconductors, mega water projects, green hydrogen and talent mobility. Mr. Modi noted that both leaders also exchanged views on the situation in West Asia and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. The Prime Minister will dedicate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth over 19,806 crore rupees at Vav Tharad. Mr. Modi will dedicate and lay the foundation stone of development works worth around 10,921 crore rupees of Ministry of Power, Road, Transport and Highways and Railways. The Prime Minister will also launch development works worth around 8,886 crore rupees of Urban Development, Water Resources, Water Supply, Roads and Buildings, GIDC, Health and Family Welfare, Tourism and Tribal Development Department of Gujarat Government. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a visit to Bihar and Karnataka beginning today. On the first day of her visit, the president will attend the convocation ceremony of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Bihar. Tomorrow, the president will join the celebrations of 119th birthday and Guru Vandana of Dr. Sri Sri Shivakumar Mahaswamiji at Sri Siddhaganga Math in Karnataka's Tumkuru. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved proposals from the state governments for procuring record quantities of pulses and oil seeds during the Rabi 2025-26 season at minimum support price MSP in Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said that this procurement will be carried out under the Price Support Scheme, PSS, and will provide relief to the farmers from the compulsion of selling their crops at throwaway prices. It added that through the approved PSS proposals for Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka, scientific and well-managed procurement at MSP of important pulses and oilseed crops like gram, masoor, mustard and kusum will be ensured. The 7-day International Film Festival Delhi 2026 will conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The closing ceremony of the festival was organized yesterday in the presence of Delhi's Lieutenant Governor Taranjit Singh Sandhu, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Tourism and Culture Minister Kapil Mishra. Speaking at the occasion, Delhi Lieutenant Governor highlighted the transformative power of cinema and said that deeply personal stories can resonate across cultures and borders. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the film festival is a powerful medium for emerging artists and creatives from the country and the world to showcase their talent. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of 24th and the last Jain Tirthankar, Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious day for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. Followers of Lord Mahavir celebrate this festival by chanting prayers, offering prasad and participating in chariot processions. More than a festival, it is a heartfelt tribute to a life devoted to compassion, self-restraint and truth. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the countrymen, especially the Jain brothers and sisters, on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. In her message, President Murmu said that Bhagwan Mahavir's five principles of ahimsa, non-violence, satya, truth, asteh, that is non-stealing, brahmacharya, that is self-control, and aparigraha, that is non-possessiveness, inspire everyone to walk on the right path in life. And that is the end of this news bulletin.